welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know the problem again with CJ and others like him is they just can't think beyond politics. And, you know, there is a season every year in this country, California, Florida, harvesting, where this nation knows it and has known it for decades, for almost a century, that if you don't allow immigrants from Honduras, Ecuador, El Salvador, Mexico, and other entities to come into this country, the borders have been open. Nobody checks to see, you know, if they are criminals. They know that they need to have this produce, you know, picked. It has a short shelf life. And they keep track of who those people are. And yet, because the insanity and ignorance of people on the right who can't even think it through. If they think for 1 minute they're going to allow the food supply that feeds part of the world to rot on the vines because conservatives build that wall. Build that wall. Because they are so jaded in their thoughts that they don't want those people to come and get this work done. They're out of their minds. They're going to open the gates. They're going to allow the people to come in and give them visas and fill these jobs. That's going to happen. And whether Republicans don't like it or not, it doesn't matter. Because, as I stated, every now and then, Sam, I like a piece of fruit. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not a carnivore solely. And every now and then, a vegetable or two is pretty good. And the last time, and I've heard that those things are good for you, right? So, you know, every now and then I'll have a salad. But they're not Americans who are going out and breaking their backs picking what goes into a salad. No. Our people in this country won't do that. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Tom, what's happening?
All right, first, Earl, you hear that sound?
Crickets.
That's a sound, CJ, of a big blue wave crashing over your head, CJ. That's what that is. Blue wave coming in November.
Hey, can you imagine, Tom, you're in California. Who picks the
our economy, which is the fifth largest economy in the world, that could actually probably survive by itself. If we did not have Latinos, this area of the country, which I don't know how it affects up there in Wisconsin so much, we wouldn't have an economy.
It matters. They wouldn't.
There's actually a movie out there. It's called Life Without a Mexican for a Day or something like that.
Right.
And people should watch it because it would really show them and open their eyes. But you remember, Earl, they're brown and black people. So therefore, you know, that right there.
I do understand that from that side of it, Tom. But I don't understand it from the side that there are more and more job openings and no Americans to fill them. What do they think is going to happen?
Well, that's part of the thing, too, that, you know, you look at Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan let so many people into this country, more so that's their St. Ronald Reagan, back in the 80s. He gave all those people amnesty.
Yeah, because he knew the businesses.
We don't have an illegal immigration problem in this country. We have an illegal employment problem in this country. And we have a problem with the fact that they're paying these people that are illegal.
Nothing.
They're not paying them anything. I shouldn't say illegal. I should say undocumented.
Right.
It's actually more documented than actually a term like illegal. So I apologize for that.
And the businesses hire them knowing that they're undocumented.
Absolutely. So the thing is, instead of people getting angry at the actual people that are coming to this country, they should be getting angry at the employers, because they're the ones that are benefiting from the cheap wages that are maybe taking a job away from somebody that actually is a documented person in this country. Also, I'm just so curious, Earl, and I think it really is important. These people that call in, I know it's personal and stuff, but I would love to know how much money they make a year. I would love to know what they do for a living. Because I'll tell you what, since I left Wisconsin 25 years ago, and I have a job where I own my own company, I have a job where I've walked door to door, which I will say this too, when you walk door to door, the people that are probably the meanest, the ones that are actually the ones that say get a job and get out there and work, are actually conservatives, because they got Fox on in the background, and I work for a cable company. But I also own my own business, and I also do other sales. And the thing is, you know, yeah, I make a good living. I make $100,000 a year, but I'm not afraid to say it. And you know what? I think everyone, and that's not great here in L.A., but I think everybody in this country, instead of giving the money to the military-industrial complex, should give the money back to the people that pay it, which is we the people. And I don't understand why it is that you get people like CJ, which, again, I don't know. Is he a billionaire? Is he a millionaire? What is his deal?
Because come on, man.
I really would love to know exactly. I'm guessing that CJ is living on Social Security, and he probably has Medicare. Good questions to ask him, I guess. And would you want to see those programs go away? Because to me, these people just vote against their best interests every which way but Sunday. And they just need to be able – the only way we can understand them is if we understand them a little bit better. They think they're these hardworking people and, oh, I did it all on my own and da-da-da. I could say that. But I came to L.A. with nothing but $10 in my pocket. But you know what? I did it on my own, but I didn't do it on my own. I did it because of the support of people around me, and I did it because of the government, and I did it because of the fact that, you know, yeah, work my butt off. I'd love to go head-to-head with someone like CJ and see if he wants to be mano a mano, who's worked harder in this country to make it what it is. Because I don't think that we're much different. But they always want to make us different. They always want to divide and conquer, like Scott Walker and Widow Hendricks said they wanted to do in Wisconsin. What happened with us all being in this together and realizing that money and politics is the main problem in our whole system?
Hey, Tom.
I would love to know how much they make.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. I would just say that people should think before they make the kinds of statements and things that they support. Those who don't want people coming in, our nation needs those people in a drastic way. You got to think about it. Be back. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.